Blog Talk Radio.
Janet is a catalytic artist, an award-winning author, a radio show host, and a healer. You can find her on our website, higherselfvoice.com, on Amazon, on Facebook, on YouTube, and on the podcast apps on your smartphones. To reach her with questions or for a healing session, her email is jvvmrichmond@gmail.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, my favorite day of the week because of the radio show. And it is the start of something new. I'm now videoing the radio show. It is not being streamed live. I have to get used to the double format first, and then I'll figure out a way to stream it live. In any case, it is an exciting shift for me to be starting the video, adding the video to my Wednesday situation, my Wednesday show. It is also going to get shorter, so it's going to go to about a half hour. It might go under or over a few minutes. It just depends on the day. But anyway, I thought for the viewers, because they're going to be new, this will be posted on YouTube, and I think Facebook also. In any case, for those of you who are new, who am I? You heard a little bit of the intro about who I am. But what is the higher self voice? And it's unusual for me to want to jump into explaining that right off the bat, but I'm going for it, okay? If I can go for the video, I can go for explaining what the higher self voice is. What do I mean by that? The term higher self or higher self is out there in many modalities. So a lot of times people think they have a concept of what that means, and they have a concept of what it means depending on the modality they've looked at or they've studied or they've learned about. So But what's been clear for me is that the same term doesn't always mean the same thing. So that's why I've decided to be really clear. And the higher self are also wanting not to have any misunderstandings or false assumptions. It doesn't make one person's definition better than someone else or right or wrong, depending compared to somebody else. It's just different. So I do like to clarify the vocabulary. And so that's where I'm starting, the higher self. Okay, what does that mean? I have to go back a little bit. A lot of my work has to do with evolution, and as the show unfolds, and you'll hear in the outro a little bit about what the show is going to be about in general. But as the show unfolds, you're going to see that one of the perspectives that is very prevalent in my work is an evolutionary perspective about the soul, how the soul evolves, what's going on, where does it come from, how is it acclimating, how is it affected by its previous incarnations. And I don't just mean in the human kingdom either. You'll see I deal with all the kingdoms. Now, let me just be clear what I mean by kingdoms. Okay, if you look at the first kingdom as the mineral kingdom, that's the first dimension. The plant kingdom, second dimension. Third kingdom, the animal kingdom is the third dimension. Humans, fourth dimension. A lot of modalities have the human kingdom in the third dimension. I'm not sure exactly how they're defining that, but it is different. It doesn't make theirs wrong or mine right. It's simply different. The next dimension after the human kingdom is the interplanetary kingdom. Now, what is that? That's the fifth dimension. And that's the area that the higher self information is coming from. Why? Well, there are many humanities over eons and eons of time have graduated. This is where all the humanities go, already graduated into the next dimensional framework, into that interplanetary kingdom, into that fifth dimension. And they continue, all souls that move there and will continue to move there, continue to evolve within the fifth dimension, eventually graduating to the sixth, and then eventually graduating to the seventh, etc. Now, there's much more about evolution. I don't have time and a half hour to go through it, but I want to explain that in the fifth dimension, when you move into the fifth dimension, you move from the free will kingdom into a divine will kingdom, and you take on a service commitment to helping the four lower kingdoms or the four lower dimensions evolve. And that service commitment is deep. And as you move through the evolutionary process within the fifth dimension, you are absolutely committed to helping the four lower kingdoms or the four lower dimensions. And it happens in many different ways. And again, there's no time here to talk about it. But at one point, a call was put out for volunteers for fifth dimensionals to return to the human kingdom. That's a big subject, so I'm just giving you the nutshell. And many, many volunteered. Now, those who volunteered left their conglomerate soul and their body in the fifth dimension and returned just an aspect of themselves. It's an aspect, but it is part of the conglomerate. It contains the conglomerate. That aspect then took on a facade human soul. I know this is so ridiculous that I'm going into this on the very first show, but I have to because I want to explain the definition of higher self voice. So when the volunteers returned, they took on a human soul, like a facade or overlay soul, because they were moving back to the free will kingdom and had to obey the rules and regulations of the free will kingdom. So the human soul was taken on over that fifth dimensional aspect of themselves. And then these souls carrying the dual soul nature, both fourth dimensional soul and the true soul of the fifth dimension, all of these fifth dimensionals carrying that dual soul nature have been all over the universe for billions and billions of years, many different planets, facilitating and helping in whatever way the four lower kingdoms to evolve. Now, there is much more to that story, but when I'm talking about the higher selves are in fact part of the self, okay? They are part of the fifth dimensional self. So those of you who are fifth dimensional carrying the dual soul nature here watching this video, and I have to say probably most of you who are watching it are fifth dimensional. I don't want you to be concerned about it. I'm going to speak about it in just a minute. But we carry the information, the knowledge, the understanding of a lot because we carry that fifth dimensional true soul essence. And so when I speak of the higher self voice, the higher self are aspects or elements of that fifth dimensional nature. So they are you, and they aren't separate people like master teachers or spirit guides. They are you. So in essence, they are you speaking to yourself from a higher frequency level. Now, because there are millions of fifth dimensionals carrying this dual soul nature on the planet at this point in time, because there are millions, but it doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that they are more elite, that there is more special, that there's some reason to, you know, hold themselves out in an egotistical sense. It is not like that at all because, in fact, we've just been around a little bit longer, and, in fact, we made the commitment to be here to help. And it's really no different than somebody who carries a dual citizenship. Does it make that person more special, more elite? No, they're different. Not that many people carry dual citizenship, but they're the same as all of us. We're all part of the human kingdom, whether it's a facade soul or a true human soul. So the higher self voice then is information that I'm bringing to you all from the higher frequency level. Please understand that I was introduced to this concept in the 80s by Joan Culpepper. She was kind of amazing. I don't have a lot of time to go on about her, but I have information out there everywhere about her because she really laid the foundation. She introduced me to these concepts. And since she passed in 2006, I've had the rights to her material, and I share, and I'm also now tuning in very well to my own higher self energy stream. Again, it's not external. They aren't beings that are external to me. It's me talking to myself from that higher frequency level. Okay. I know now. I don't know how much time. That's one thing I'm going to have to figure out is how to tell how much time has gone by. But the fact of the matter is, wait a minute, I got to look at my cheat sheet. Oh, yeah. I wanted to give you an example of how to understand about the higher self. Now, in our everyday lives as human beings, we have different personas, don't we? We have the professional persona, the one that we present in the business world. We have the parent persona that our children see. We have the child persona that we carry from childhood, and sometimes we move into that child persona, don't we, when we're with our parents. We have all sorts of elements or aspects of us that are playing out perhaps in a stronger way than, and we're not coming from the totality of who we are. So that's an element or an aspect of us. And you can think of this higher self just like that. There are elements or aspects of ourselves at the higher level. So there are higher selves that have, there are aspects of ourselves, there are elements, just the wording. It's just hard to bring words around some of these concepts, but there's part of ourselves at the higher levels or the fifth dimensional level that very well versed in communication, or very well versed in finances, or very well versed in various relationships, however you might look at it. So sometimes when you're tuning in to the higher self energy stream, and it's an energy stream, it is not somebody external talking to you like you might be talking with a spirit guide or a master teacher. So it's an energy stream. It comes from within. It's you, your thoughts from that higher frequency level being given you at the mind level, and we're acting like receivers. We're receiving the information from within, and that's the fifth dimensional energy stream, and you can kind of look at it as different elements of the whole. Even though we're acting out of that professional space, so to speak, and we have all of our professional hats on, doesn't mean that the mother part of us or the sister part of us, or the daughter part of us, or the mate part of us doesn't exist anymore. We carry the whole, but they're just different times, different personas, different times where one part is more in the forefront of the other. And it's the same with the higher self, the higher self element. You know, when Joan first gave us the information, she called them the higher self, and she originally, very back, when she first started, she did see them as external to herself. But her whole understanding shifted and changed, but the term higher self remained. I happen to think now that I'm understanding it better, that it is misleading because it sounds like beings, and I really want to get across to you that it isn't beings. It doesn't really matter if you think of it as beings. It's not like, you know, hex on you because you're thinking of it as beings. But I do want to be clear, we're receivers. It's almost like we're a TV or a phone and we're picking up digital information that's being sent wherever. And the phone translates it into sound or email or whatever, same with the television. And that's what we are. We're receivers of this information. Okay. Now, I do want to say that as I talk about this, I know one of the first places everyone will go to is, I have fifth dimensional. And I understand that. I just knew right away because I was told in the very first session I had with Joan Culpepper when I first met her. So I have that advantage. Now I'm going out globally and people are going to go, how do I know what's going on? Well, first of all, kind of makes no difference, because if you're listening to the show, if you're or watching the show, if you're resonating with it, that's all that counts. It isn't about belief. We want to stand in the center between belief and disbelief. Just take information in, energy in, ideas and concepts in, balancing anything that I'm offering you or the higher self are offering you, and there's going to be a lot offered on this show. Just take it in, because every time we make a judgment, we limit ourselves. We only expand up to that ceiling of where the judgment is. And so I'm asking all of you, instead of worrying about whether you're fifth dimensional or not, just allow the information in and see how you feel about it. If you don't resonate with it, you're never going to watch the show again, and that's all right, because next week or next month, chances are you're going to turn it on again, because you were drawn to this show for some reason. All of you were, and there will be many true fourth dimensionals that are not carrying the dual soul nature that will resonate with the show. Because why? Because they're ready for the information. They're ready to make the graduation. And on this planet right now, that's pretty key, because those of us carrying the dual soul nature are really here for a reason. Remember, we have that service commitment, and that service commitment is telling us there's something important going on here on the planet, and many, many millions have come in to facilitate and help the four lower kingdoms, especially the human kingdom, but really all the four lower kingdoms. Why? Because it's a special time for this planet and in the universe. I don't think I was clear in the beginning. I do want you to know that minerals are souls. So is the planet itself carries a soul. So we're here to help all the way down to the minerals and the planet itself. And even though we see a lot of very difficult things going on around the planet, there is a lot of movement forward too. And more and more and more of that will come out as the show unfolds. All right, so bottom line, please just take in the information. The higher self are elements, personas, aspects of the whole fifth dimensional self. All those carrying the dual soul nature still have their living, breathing beingness in the fifth dimension with a body and a soul. Yeah. So we're just an aspect. And by an aspect, it doesn't mean a partial. It's kind of like an amoeba that splits. When it splits, there's two full amoebas, right? The one that splits off isn't less than, it contains the whole of the amoeba that it came from. And in this way, that's the true soul essence, that fifth dimensional essence that we carries the totality. Plus, you're in continual connection to that higher part of you. Not higher, but I don't want to use the word higher, because it just makes bad connotations. Because it places us, or puts in the mind, where it's out there in so many ways that some souls are more evolved, some souls are more, I don't know, elite, and some souls are really not so evolved. But I want to tell you that there's no such thing as a young soul. If you want to just look at the mineral kingdom, we were minerals for eons of time. Yeah, eons. We were plants for eons of time, animals, eons of time, humans, eons of time. Even if you have not graduated the fifth dimension, those human souls have been around forever. So there really isn't such a thing as a young soul or a new soul. I mean, there are, anyway, I don't want to get into that, but I really don't like to use the word higher or lower, but sometimes I just, vocabulary to explain everything is difficult. I'm going to explain at some point, maybe next time, about how come we're all souls are equal. No soul is any better than, more important than, more special than any other soul. And I think maybe next week I'll talk about that. So I, again, I'm going to ask everybody to just stand in the center between belief and disbelief. The higher self information is never about proof. As a matter of fact, they say, don't believe what we say. Just stand between the center of belief and disbelief. Because beliefs and disbeliefs, all judgments, are limiters. They put glass ceilings as to how far we can expand. And they have often said, because Joan used to say this, there is the truth, my truth, there is your truth, and then there is the truth. But as she got into the information more and more, it became, now that isn't really right. It is my truth, your truth, and the ever-expanding truth. Because truth continues to expand. There is no the truth. There's only the truth at that moment in time. If you find the insight and you find the truth for you in that moment, but the next day, next week, next year, 10 years, next life, that truth will continue to evolve. If you lock into the truth that you've come up with, what happens is you lock out the expansion of tomorrow. So the higher self understanding that we're pulling in information at the very best of our abilities. We're pulling in information. We're being the receiver as clear as we can at the frequency levels that we can reach. But next week, next month, next year, those we'll be able to reach into higher frequency levels. We'll be able to bring in a higher level of a higher viewpoint of the information. And so they never want us to lock into anything, knowing about the ever-evolving truth. So I'm sharing it with you. Over this show, I've evolved tremendously. As I said, I did it from 2011. So with a weekly show, this is why I love it so much. This is why I couldn't put myself on hiatus this time to write my third book like I did for the second. I'm doing it anyway because it was an opportunity for me to grow. And I hope whatever I share, I have no concept of time here, so I'm sorry for that. But I do have to continue to check my watch. Anyway, so it's all good. We are going to stand in the center between belief and disbelief. Again, it isn't about proof. You see how you resonate. And we're just going to move forward from there. And I'm going to introduce various ideas and concepts. When you listen to my outro, there's maybe some ideas that some of you wouldn't know because the viewers wouldn't have experienced this information before. Trust me, if you're interested in expansion and more than a nutshell, you can go to my podcast because, as I said, I've done this show for a lot of years. Starting in January, I think it was the 6th of January in 2016, I began to unfold the fifth dimensional information. And it is in much more detail because I did it, as I said, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours every week. So you can find it there. And it's on, as the intro mentioned, it's on a lot of the smartphones. On the iPhone, there's a podcast app that's already on your phone. I do believe if you have an Android or Samsung, you have to download it, but it's a free app. And all of them have the same icon. It's purple with a microphone in the center. I'm sure most of you are already familiar with it, but if you go on there and you type in Higher Self Voice Radio, you will find me. And you can certainly go into what everything is indexed. The topics are there. You can go random. If you're interested in the information, you want to hear more, you might want to start right at January 6th, 2016. Just because it tends to unfold in series and then, you know, there's sort of an order where it kind of builds on itself. Anyway, but you may not be interested in that. It doesn't matter. It's really up to you all. And I do have those two books I mentioned, and I have them right here, and I'm really not much of a marketer, so you'll never see me do this again. But here's my award-winning second book, Soul Psychology, Our Journey Through the Human Kingdom Universe. And here is the standard higher self Bible of self-help called Choices, Neutralizing Your Negative Thoughts and Emotional Blueprints. Both of them are available on Amazon, Kindle. I mean, they're really out there just about anywhere. So in any case, I am going to invite you all to continue to be with me on this journey. I really love it. I love the community it builds. And having the community means so much to me. You can always email me, and I really want to be clear, JVV as in Victor, M as in Mary, Richmond, like Richmond, Virginia, RICHMOND at gmail.com. Please email me. You have suggestions. You have questions. You're freaking out. You whatever. I want you to please contact me. I'm sure there are ways, too, through Facebook. Once this goes on Facebook, you'll be able to reach me on Facebook. I'm not the best at all with social media, so maybe people know other ways to reach me. I don't think going through my website is really the answer, because I've been having so much trouble with that, with the communications on the website. But anyway, I hope you understand what higher selves are, what higher self voice means. I'm just giving the voice to that higher self information, and I'm going to be helping you all understand it. It really helps when we get that helicopter viewpoint. So it's, we're not seeing things from the tunnel vision. That is very normal for all of us. It's part of the human condition. I try to take off the blinders that we all have, try to help us see the bigger picture. It's really going to help a lot with understanding, getting answers to questions that you have, answers to questions you didn't know you had. It's all about the evolutionary perspective. And really, it helps so much. And with that, I think I'm just about, oh, really? Oh, that's right. I'm just looking at my blog talk, and it says that I have a lot more time left, but I set it up for 45 minutes, even though I was only going to do a half hour. So I really only have a couple minutes. And with that couple minutes, I'm going to say thank you. Join me again. Again, email me if you have any questions, thoughts, ideas, suggestions, jvvmrichmond@gmail.com. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye.
Souls on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all realities, known and unknown, are on their own evolutionary journey. There is no endpoint, no specified timing, no losers, and every soul goes through its own unique experiences. Yet there are also many similarities, meaning that we all have much in common. The evolutionary perspective, then, builds bridges of understanding and unity rather than division and conflict. Stay tuned for the expanded viewpoint of the higher selves as questions are answered, help becomes available, and the focus moves us to unconditional acceptance and love of the self and others.
Okay.